What were you thinking about the last time that you got stuck in one of these? So, you have to keep your concentration going, don't you? Even when you're stationary. But the reality is that in a few months, you could just be sitting there reading a book, not worrying at all. Waymo, the US driverless car firm, says it hopes to be operating a robo-taxi service in London as soon as September this year. The UK government has said it plans to change regulations in the second half of this year to enable driverless taxis to operate in the city, but has not given a specific date. But what would that look like, and will it improve car journeys? Let's first talk to the gadget detective, Fevsi Turkulp, who joins me on the programme now. Fevsi, is this really that close to becoming a reality?
Good morning. Yeah, well, there are pilots and trials going on now in London with Waymo, which is one of the companies that wants to run a full commercial service. And depending on how they go, at the moment they've got human beings in the vehicle ready to take over. But if the trials go well towards the end of this year, and certainly more towards next year, we'll start seeing these things pootling around in limited areas.
Given how many hazards can appear when you're driving and how many unexpected things can happen, you know, pedestrians suddenly walking out in the road, can driverless cars really be trusted? Can they be better than human beings?
Well, the UK government said that it will only allow services that either match or exceed, and I quote, competent and careful human driver. Waymo quote statistics from their insurer, which is a company called Swiss Re, that suggests there are around 88 to 92% fewer insurance claims. So if that's true, and if that was, you know, a measure of safety, then you'd say that they have one tenth of the number of claims. I mean, that's pretty impressive if it's correct.
They're not infallible, though, are they? I read quite recently about a driverless taxi that jumped a red light. Or there's lots of discussion about whether it did or whether it didn't. But it's certainly they can get things wrong in the same way that a human being can.
Yeah, I mean, certainly they're not infallible. They're right on. So there's a number of challenges here. One is, you know, are they technically good enough? Are they going to be safer than humans? The thing is, they can be safer than humans, but still have accidents that a human driver probably wouldn't have had. So the type of accidents they have might be a little bit different because they work very differently to a human being. You can say overall that they will be safer than humans, but will they have accidents? I mean, it's interesting you say, well, you know, a robot jumped the lights, but how many humans jumped the lights, you know? So it didn't do it deliberately and it wasn't drunk whilst doing it, I guess I would say.
I think a lot of people are quite concerned by this. So no way, says Carl. Another one here saying, will there be someone to take over if things go wrong? If not the big problems, they are mixing automation with humans, unlike things like the Victorian line, where all systems are systems that are separate and they've got a person there at all times. So this is it. Is there going to be a person that can override things if they start to go wrong?
I think at the moment there are, because they're in trials, but the goal is not to have that. So it's not going to be like a commercial airplane where you know, the autopilot does most of the flying and the pilot sits there and watches it. That's not going to happen, because what's driving this is the fact that, you know, the commercials are that companies like Uber and so forth don't want to have to pay human drivers. So all those human drivers, unfortunately, many of them or most of them will not have jobs going into the future. So no. And that's one of the issues, right? There's several issues here. There's a technological issue. Is it safer than a human? Is it sufficiently safe? But the other issues are, will humans accept them? Will they use them? Will they feel sufficiently safe? I think that they will eventually. I think that we'll get used to it. And, this is the way that the world is going. The other thing that needs to be solved is the commercial framework. When an autonomous vehicle has an accident, who is liable? Is it the operator? Is it the designer? Is it the company that built it? You know, it's not quite the same as liability when a human driver has an accident. So these things have to be sorted, essentially.
Does that mean that driving is likely to become a skill that we no longer need then, so that we'll all have driverless vehicles, or we've already got a bus that doesn't have a driver?
Yeah, so, I mean, driverless vehicles... So although that you will be able to own one and it can sit on your driveway in the way that your current vehicle might sit on a drive or in a parking space, the point is that you will need fewer vehicles because they'll be able to go off and do useful things whilst say you're at work. And so it becomes more like a taxi than an owned vehicle. You will be able to own it and it could, you know, run your family members around and so forth. But if you think about it, you know, most cars spend most of their time parked, whereas that's actually not necessary. If the car is driving itself, then it essentially becomes a taxi or some sort of shared vehicle like the, you know, the green, the Lime bikes and so forth.
Really interesting. So big changes potentially ahead. Thank you so much for joining us.